Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to Busted Open's The Masters Class right here on the Busted Open Podcast. Always remember, we want to hear from you. Make sure you comment, give us a 5-star rating, and subscribe to the Busted Open Podcast. If you love what you hear on this, then you definitely want to make sure you check out our daily show Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern time on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156. And today we have a very special Masters class. I sit down myself, Tommy Dreamer, and Mickey James with one of the all-time legends, and that's Wendy Richter. Wendy Richter, of course, one of the founders of the Rock and Wrestling Connection back in the golden era of the 80s, and she gives us a master's class right now on the Busted Open Podcast. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. And it's really simple to play. You can make your picks and submit your entry in less than 60 seconds. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BUSTED for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code BUSTED for a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. The legendary Hall of Famer, Wendy Richter. Wendy, good morning to you.
Good morning. It's so
Yay.
Good to
be here.
Wendy. Oh, we're so excited to have you on, Wendy. Thank you so much for your time and for everything. You're amazing. And we're just going to give you some flowers today. All the flowers.
Oh, thank you. Red's my favorite color.
Red is?
Yeah.
A lot of fans who weren't around at that time may not understand how fully what a huge superstar you were. I reminded Pro Wrestling Illustrated asking the question, who's more popular, Wendy Richter or Hulk Hogan? You were, without a doubt, a star back in 1984 and 1985.
Well, it was a special time in my life, and I wouldn't trade it for a thing. I love wrestling, so I never really thought of it as work. You know, the saying, if you love what you're doing, you'll never have to work a day in your life. And that's how I felt about wrestling. I didn't think of it as work. I just enjoyed it and still do.
Yeah. Well, you were part of such, like, we were just talking about like the history of like the rock and wrestling and all the things of like going up. And it's just, you know, for me as a fan, I remember watching all that. And I was like, oh man, she's amazing or whatever. And then you just like disappeared. But how did it even come apart, like, of you being aligned with Cyndi Lauper? And to, I know that Lou was in the video and stuff, but were you guys friends? Like, were you legit friends prior to this whole thing happening, or this is what caused a friendship? And do you still talk today? Or
yes, this is what caused the friendship, and we still do talk. I haven't seen her in a few years, but I was asked to be on a documentary about her, so I was honored that they included me. But she's a wonderful person. I just love Cyndi. So down to earth. I had never dreamed of ever meeting her. Her song "Girls Just Want to Have Fun" was my favorite song, and when I was contacted to represent her in a wrestling match, I thought, "Oh my gosh, yes, I'll do it!" And I just loved it. She gave me a fashion makeover and makeup. It was like a dream come true. She's such a kind, good-hearted person.
Yeah. Well, because you were doing a country girl gimmick prior to that, right? Like you had like the fringe. I'm very familiar because I love a bit of fringe. I love
girl. That wasn't a gimmick. Yes, ma'am. That was a real thing.
Yeah.
I still have horses. I have 4 horses right now. So,
oh my God, Wendy, can we go riding together one day? I have horses too.
Do you? What kind do you have?
I have Morgans. We grew up breeding and training Morgans. Yeah. But
I have Tennessee Walkers.
Yeah,
they have Tennessee Walkers. Why ride when you can glide? They're so smooth you can drink a coffee on them.
I hear that.
Yeah, Wendy, like we talked a lot about the fact, and unfortunately, to me, with what you did for the business, especially the WWF at the time, you know, it's unfortunate. It took 25 years for you to get into the Hall of Fame, but you did. But Cyndi Lauper, you and her both, and Cyndi Lauper's not in the Hall of Fame. Does that surprise you that Cyndi Lauper's not in the WWF Hall of Fame?
That shocks me. She deserves it more than any other celebrity for what she did for the business. And I think it should be in New York City, her hometown. So I still got my fingers crossed for that. I would love to induct her in the Hall of Fame, even though I wouldn't look forward to getting up in front of all those people and talking. I'd do it for her, though. I really would. She deserves it.
Yeah.
We kind of did a deep dive on her today, and she's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is even a bigger sin.
I know.
What the hell?
What the hell?
I don't get it. I swear I don't get it, but she's probably too busy to do whatever, you know, you have to do, I guess. I know with wrestling, I think maybe it was a time conflict for her, possibly. I don't know that for a fact, but I know she's very busy and everything. So, but I still have hope she'll be inducted. It's just a shame she couldn't have done it while Roddy Piper and Lou Albano were still alive.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even know how long Lou Albano's been gone, but I know it's been quite a while.
You know, Wendy, we talked about the match you had with Fabulous Moolah that was on MTV and the monster number that it did, the biggest rating that MTV ever had for that time. Like, go back to that time period. Was it a whirlwind? Like, you know, were you not expecting it? But the popularity that was thrown to you in such a short period of time.
It really was. And I didn't realize how much it impacted this country until I was visiting my grandmother in Kokomo, Indiana, jogging at like 6 in the morning. And people ran out of their house. They recognized me with my hair up in a ponytail jogging, no makeup on. I'm thinking, oh, boy, I sure didn't know that. I thought I was incognito, but I wasn't.
Yeah.
It was fun. At the time, I was like 23. So it was a dream come true. It really was. But you know what? Even though things changed in my life, they've changed for the better. When I left from there, I got saved. I'm a born-again Christian, and to me, that's more important than any job. And I'm just so happy that I'm saved, and I went to college. I have a master's degree, and I love what I'm doing. I help people. Instead of putting them in the hospital, I'm helping them get out and stay out. So it's really rewarding. So life, you know, even though a window may close, a door will open.
Yeah.
Life's
been
good
to me.
We were sitting here talking.
I applied myself just like in wrestling. You have to work hard. I went to college for 13 years. I worked a full-time job and went to college at night for 13 years to get what I have today.
Yeah.
Before you came on, Mickey and I were talking about women and women in wrestling and women in the territories where there really was just like one woman or there was just one match and they were the featured talent now. But you were the the, like now we have women main eventing WrestleMania and we have all these great women as athletes. You were in me and Mickey's opinion, the first. You were the groundbreaker, the trendsetter. And you know, Dave just talked about that rating that you did. It was like way before it was cool, because now it's cool for women's wrestling, but you were that person who did that. So that's a lot why we wanted to give you those flowers. And I know you said, like, you know, you were 23. It was an amazing time in your life, but it affected so many, myself, Mickey, and so many other people, just for what you were able to be a part of. And it was a great feeling. Do you currently still watch wrestling, or not as much?
Not as much. And, you know, back then, nobody was applying makeup for me or fixing my hair up or spraying a tan on me or anything. Outfits, I had no outfits made. Everything you saw was just raw and natural. So no one scripted things for me to say. And right. Nowadays, I think everything, they make them outfits, they fix their hair, their makeup. All they got to do is show up, and things are practically done for them. It wasn't like that back then. Then you had to – I would travel all day. I'd fly to an area, say like Chicago or New York City, fly in, rent a car, go to the hotel, go to the gym, and then go to the matches that night, and then get up the next morning and do it again, day after day. It was grueling, but I loved it.
Wendy, I have a question. Did you travel a lot? Because I travel a lot by myself.
Yes.
Did you always travel by yourself? And I know, you know, you're most iconically known for this match and at WrestleMania, but did you have a favorite opponent, or was there a woman that you really, like, you felt like you had some of your best matches and you just loved to go out there and wrestle?
Well, you know, there was two people that I really enjoyed wrestling. And that was Leilani Kai and Judy Martin, the Glamour Girls, before they were Glamour Girls. They were very tough opponents. But you know what? I learned from every match I had with them. I wasn't proud of the matches I had with Moolah. She should have retired way before that. I mean, she made the business look bad because she looked bad. Nobody that age should be wrestling. And she really didn't wrestle. She gouged eyes, kicked people in the chest. She tried to hurt people. She tried to hurt me every time, not pin my shoulder. She wanted to hurt me and make me look bad. That was what was on her agenda every time, and I knew it too.
Hmm. Yeah, I saw something. It was a documentary where she must have put you in a, was it a...
Boston Crab?
The Boston Crab. Yeah, that's what it was. And she
tried to break my back. Not pin my shoulders or submission. No.
Right.
She didn't even try to do that. She flipped back and my back snapped like firecrackers going off. And I told the referee, I said, get me a stretcher. I don't want to move until I'm examined.
Right.
I was afraid I'd be paralyzed, you know, from the neck down. Mm-hmm. And nothing would have pleased her more than that.
You know, Wendy, now here, you know, women's wrestling, and we've had the women's evolution and revolution. And we, like Tommy said, you know, women main event WrestleMania. But we still have the discussions about pay and the discrepancies in pay with women and men in pro wrestling. At that time in 1985, it was a legit question. Who's more popular, Hulk Hogan or Wendy Richter? And I know there was like a contract dispute where you deserved much more than what you were getting at that time. And then everything that happened on November 25th in 1985. Like, when you look back at that moment, like, it's unfortunate, because if that happened today with social media and there would have been outrage and they got away with it. Like, how difficult of a time was that for you back then?
I could save nothing. Every penny I made went to hotel, rental car, and food. I made less than the opening matches, and I was most of the time semi-main event. Mm-hmm. And when they would talk about what they were making, I was making like a third of what they were making. That was opening matches. And right. That was my complaint with the WWF at the time was, you know, you're very short lived in the sport, except for Moolah. And
especially as a woman, woman.
Yeah. Yes. So my pay was just horrible. I make like seven times what I made for wrestling. I show it.
Wendy, where do you live?
I live in Florida.
Oh, I was going to say, I live outside of Nashville. I live in Nashville. I just got really excited. I thought we were neighbors and I was going to be at your house almost every day.
No, my mother moved. Well, my grandparents moved to Florida. And then my mother moved here and her health was really bad. So she needed help. So I thought, you know what? She did a lot for me when I was a kid. It's time to give back. So I helped her till she died. And at the time I was going to college. So I live in a small town. There's really nothing to do here. So I went to college. And I'm so glad I did. There's not a day that doesn't go by that I don't just thank the Lord. I have an education. Nobody can take that from me.
Right.
Nobody can take my job from me. I can open a telephone book or go online and find a job anywhere in the world.
Right.
And that's a good
What is your degree in?
Excuse
me? You have a master's? Well, you have a master's in
occupational therapy.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And I really like it too.
Yeah.
Helping others is the way to be.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. It sure is. And I learn from everyone. I really do. And even my wrestling experience, like I can go into anyone's home or a clinic and have a conversation with confidence. And I think being in wrestling, that helped me a lot, too. And plus, I'm helping people regain the strength and use of their upper extremities, which is very rewarding. And the training I did as a wrestler helps with that. So it all worked out. It worked out better than I could ever imagine.
You know, Wendy, and go ahead. Sorry.
I have Vince McMahon to thank for that. Because of what happened to me at Madison Square Garden, I got saved. I'm a born-again Christian and started going to college. So I have no hard feelings whatsoever. None. I'm glad
awesome.
It happened. Because everything turned out better.
Well, thank God for that, as
like
you said.
Blessings and lessons, right? Like sometimes we have these like dark clouds moments or whatever that, you know, really pivot our whole lives and like invoke this real massive change. And we don't really see it sometimes if we fall into like the negativity of it all. We don't see it in those moments. But then, like you said, you fast forward 5 years, a decade later, and you're like, oh, thank God. Like that turned out this way. I didn't see it then, but I see it now. And
no,
how sure blessed my life is now.
Then it was a very dark moment. I had to get saved. I was surrounded by evil and God didn't want me in that situation. And he had to do something severe for me to leave it.
Right.
So, but I'm okay with it now. What was meant for evil, God made it good.
Yeah,
he had a different plan for me.
You speak of that moment and how it changed the course of your life for the better. Like in that moment, you go back to that match with the Spider, which turned out to be the Fabulous Moolah. Like when in that match did you realize, all right, something's wrong here? Like, did you realize it was Moolah under that mask early on? Or
no,
what was going?
No, I didn't. When I saw her in the ring, I thought, well, she wasn't built like that. The Spider Lady was probably about 5'9", and she probably weighed about 180 pounds, and this other person wasn't that tall and wasn't built like. I'd wrestled her before. She was, you know, a accomplished wrestler. But I didn't know who it was because she was her whole body was covered, and she had a mask on.
So there was never a moment backstage where you all chit chatted or anything like that. I suppose it was just,
No,
right, it was different.
Wow.
Then. That's
crazy. And with Moolah, there was no chit chatting. There was no, what you saw. I mean, she wasn't pulling no punches.
Yeah.
It was a shoot with her always. That's how she liked it.
I told you, I said before you came on, I was like, I did see where you got up and punched her in the face once she pulled her mask off. And I was like, oh, shoot. Yeah, that was legit.
I wish I would have knocked her dentures down her throat.
Damn it.
You go.
And you know what? Back before they inducted me in the Hall of Fame, they wanted me to do a battle royal. And I said, well, if Moolah's going to be in it, I'll do it. And I don't even want to get paid. Wrestling that bitch is enough for me. But she'd already died.
Well, yeah. Wendy, I'm glad, you know, we talked about it. And that moment, obviously, you know, we look back at it like the end of an era. But you know what? God bless you, Wendy. You like you said, you've been saved. It changed the course of your life for the better. You're happy now. So we appreciate the time this morning, and we definitely appreciate what you've done for the world of pro wrestling. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Wow. I mean, fire from Wendy Richter, Hall of Famer Wendy Richter. Unbelievable. But you know what? The original screw job, we don't talk about it a lot, at Madison Square Garden when Wendy Richter got screwed out of that women's championship. Thanks to Wendy Richter. Of course, thanks to Mickey James and Tommy Dreamer as well. If you like what you hear, please give us a 5-star rating. Also, it's the holiday season, so make sure you get Busted Open merchandise. Go to podswag.com/busted open for hoodies, t-shirts, glassware, some great holiday gifts at podswag.com/busted open. And if you like what you hear, subscribe to SiriusXM and listen to our daily show Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern Time. We'll talk to you next week right here on Busted Open, the Master's Class. Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream the podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.